Hello, everybody. This is Pete from Everything Is Noise. I'm here with Uneven Structure. I'm here with Igor and Arnold. How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, we're good, dude. We're just off the stage. We're pretty sore because our bodies are old and untrained, but we're feeling good and happy to be with you guys, I guess.
And like, how long has it been since you've been on stage?
It's been a little bit over a month where we played in Portugal in early June with Leprous and Tesseract. But before that, we did like a 6 to 8 month break, I guess, because we were focused on writing and recording the new album.
Yeah. And how is that going? Like, you released Innocent the other day. Actually, let's wind that back a little bit. Let's talk about Innocent. What is the song about? I mean, like, the concept is quite clear when you watch a video, but what where does that sort of like idea come from, and how is it different from your earlier like editions? I'm sorry if that's a lot of questions.
Maybe it's more personal compared to each of the other songs. With this album, we have like, it's still a concept. Each song kind of explores some kind of archetype, human archetype. This song is about innocence, and obviously. And Mathieu has been delving into his own past to talk about, you know, that feeling when you're a kid, it's summer, it's warm, you're in the forest, running with your friends, just having fun, straight up having fun with nothing else on your mind.
Yep.
So basically, this song is about, oh, as an adult, you can think of this moment, try to, well, get closer to them, because there are some kind of essential feeling kind of lose during adulthood.
Yeah, I kind of understand what you mean. Like, I remember, like, when I used to go down the park and play with my friends, like, everything just disappeared.
Exactly.
Everything is not that much at this time. At this time in your development and growth as a human being, when you're a kid, it's just like what you're doing in the moment is the single most important thing in your life. So, yeah.
And where does this song actually fit into the album structure itself? Is it the beginning, or is it the end, or what are we looking at?
Well, if you were paying a bit more attention, you would have been able to see the track lists everywhere on the web already. I'm not going to blame you.
No.
I don't really think we've been paying attention to the lyrical content for the track listing on this album. It was just what makes more sense musically, and what would people expect once they heard that song? What would make the most sense next? Like, do they need a rest? Do they need to breathe a bit, or do they need something aggressive to bring them right back into focus? So that's just the way we organize the album.
Basically, besides the first and last song on the album, which needs both to be there to make sense, everything else in the middle are just there actually in that order for the flow of the album.
And I can imagine that must have been quite liberating musically, because a lot of your, all three of your previous structures have been like very thought out, very meticulous.
Yeah.
And this, I guess, like allows you a bit more freedom just to write a song which you want to play instead of...
Yeah, it kind of... that's basically the reason why this album took us 2 years and not seven. And in the end, we feel like what we had on our minds is way more upfront. It's not like diluted into intricacies. It's something we trade off, we could say. Trade off.
Like, for example, Innocent, and you guys are the only ones who hear that for now, is that Innocent was written by Igor in about 2 afternoons. That's about it. So that's a whole day that he took to write the song. And for this album cycle, we were just like, he was sending ideas over, and we're like, well, this works, so that's in the books. That will be recorded, let's not touch it. A few tweaks here and there, but it was all automatic, and the flow was so smooth. Everything went by like really swift. You get the word, right?
Just haven't tried to outsmart ourselves on this album. We just wanted to make sure we can, you know, do something solid, something close to our hearts, without having to try, how would you say it? Retourner le cerveau aux gens.
to blow their mind with intricacies and complexities. That wasn't the goal with this album. It was just like more straightforward, and I think it translates into us having an album that truly is exposing our minds and thoughts and what we have inside, instead of trying to make it all more sophisticated. It's just like pure what we want to do right now.
Yeah.
We just like, without thinking of what people want or what the label wants, we just did what we wanted, and it works.
Yeah. And did that apply to the mix as well, when you actually went to produce the album? Was that like a nice smooth process as well, because you had your vision and it just got laid out quite nicely?
Yeah, we actually got quite a few people to work with us on this album, instead of, you know, trying too hard to do everything by ourselves. We worked with Thomas from Modern Day Babylon to record drums and bass, and we then had a longtime friend, Ore. He was a guitar player back then. He was on Fibrous 8, and yeah, he did the production. He knows uneven structure, like, he knows it perfectly. He was producing our first album, Fibrous, so it made sense to work with him again, because he just knows the ins and the outs of our sound.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, something which was missing today was your bassist. What happened to him? Like, is it just couldn't get the time, or?
He just couldn't make it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It was still an amazing show today, and I feel like your vocals are absolutely amazing, Matu. Like, every time I hear them live, it's just like, how the fuck can you actually get them almost spot on what the record sounds like? Is there a technique to that? Is there a secret?
Work. Just work and work. That's the secret.
Do you get home like in the evening?
Every day if you can.
Yep.
That's it.
And like, where do you find your sort of timbre comes from? Is it from your chest, or is it from your throat? Where do you really like?
I don't know.
I like
it. Just, I can't explain how I do the thing, mm-hmm. but I think it's mix between the diaphragm,
mm-hmm.
and chest, throat. Vocal scored, mm-hmm. it's a mix of everything.
That's really interesting.
It's always funny because we have all of these very technical singers at festivals or shows that come to Matt asking 1,000 questions, because everyone is so self-conscious about everything they do in the process, and Matt just does it. Mm-hmm. And it works, and it works, not to be bragging, it's just the fact that it works. It works so much better for him, being so instinctive, that so many people that are overthinking the process, he just does it and does what feels right, and it's luckily spot on, which is...
I love bourbon.
Oh yeah, bourbon.
It helps.
The fire.
Yeah. So the technique and half a bottle of bourbon before going on stage.
No.
Okay, a whole bottle of bourbon before going on stage.
That's excellent. And are you changing your gear at all for this album?
The gear?
You're like your drums, are you changing any like pedals, are you adding anything new to like your sound?
On my side, I think I'll just be getting wider cymbals, because it's never big enough. But that's going to be about it. I don't know about you, Igor.
About me, so there were some changes. It started during production. I started working with gear from Audient. It's actually Audio Interfaces. They released the Sono, which is a great interface to actually track guitar DIs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And basically all the guitars on the album were recorded through DI on this audio interface. Otherwise, still the same old things. I am gonna move over to Two Notes engineering for cab systems, because they are solid, tight, and really musical. And guitar string wise, I'm using DR strings actually now, and they make a change to a sound. So they're solid, they feel great. That's basically it. Not big changes, but you know, it's more about comfort than changing the whole the whole identity of the tune.
Because I felt a lot of like similarities between Innocence and La Petition, like a lot of the songs, like they sounded,
it was
not to say it's the same thing, but it was the it was just a progression of that like sound which you had there, which is like ideal.
So basically what we worked on La Partition, but pushed further. More polished, more mature.
That's why we've been pretty quick in an uneven structure timeline to release that album, is that we went out on the road with La Partition and we instantly what we did wrong and what we did right, and we just wanted to draw a best off of it, learn from our mistakes and get straight back to the drawing board. And it went super well. We're so happy with this new cycle. It's never been as easy as it is today for us.
Well guys, we're really looking forward to it, and obviously your set tonight was fucking killer as usual, like, despite being a man down, and we're looking forward to, you're going to tour later this year, we expect
that? It's going to be starting in September, and we've got a lot of things in the pipelines. It's just a matter of dealing with all the logistics, but this cycle is definitely going to see us a lot more on the road than ever before.
Cool.
And in territories that we have never visited before, and that is a long overdue thing to do for us.
Yeah.
For now, September, we're in England.
Yeah.
We're in Netherlands, we're in France, we'll be in Germany at Euroblast, and another show in, where is it?
Mainz.
Mainz.
Nice. Yep.
So yeah, you can get us there in September to support the release of Paragon.
Well, guys, looking forward to it, and thank you very much for having me today.
Thanks to you.
Brilliant.
Cheers to you, man.
Cheers, man. Thank you.